And now I am so very happy to introduce you to Hannah Kerr. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive on WJTL. Hannah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me today.
So what's happening in your part of the world today?
Today it is a sunny day in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I'm calling from. I just came from a few meetings, had some coffee, so overall it's been a great day.
Oh, and it does sound like you guys are having a beautiful day like we are here. Sunshine and 70s.
Yes, welcome spring. I'm loving it. We had snow last week, so I was a little worried that winter was holding on a little too long. But now I'm feeling better about the sunny and 70 today.
No. Hey, and congrats. Did I see you officially joined Curb Word Entertainment?
I did. Yes, I signed with them a few weeks ago, and I'm so excited. They have some of my absolute favorite artists on their lineup. They have For King and Country, Big Daddy Weave, Meredith Andrews, so many people that I look up to and love. And so I'm excited to be a part of their team, excited to have joined this new label with people that are excited to bring music that ministers to people to the world. And I'm so excited. It's a new beginning and a new chapter, I think.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And your family must be so proud because I understand you have a very musical family.
Yes, I come from a long line of musicians, so my parents are very supportive of what I do. My whole family, my whole life, as long as I can remember, whenever we get together, we all sing, play, all the things. My family is very musical. We have 13 trumpet players in my whole family.
Wow.
And every one of my aunts and uncles leads worship. My parents lead worship. My brother helps produce some of my songs, and he's a songwriter. And so, yeah, I come from a really musical family, and that's been really sweet to just grow up in that environment.
For some of our listeners who may not have heard previous interviews, when you talked about that journey to making music, was it your family that was that great influence, or how did you find your way to a music career?
Yeah, so when I was 13 years old, my family moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and it was really difficult to move. We moved from Buffalo, New York, so there's obviously a culture shock there, moving from the north to the south, and my parents really encouraged me to get involved with the worship team at church because I was having a hard time with the move. And so they basically dragged me to the audition, and I auditioned for the worship team, and I made it. And so my parents were worship leaders my whole life growing up, and so I'd always grown up around music and around the church and worship, and so that felt like the easiest thing for me to really get involved in. So I started leading worship, and I absolutely fell in love with leading worship and being part of that ministry that happens through music. And so my parents encouraged me, you know, that I should think about doing music as a career. And I had never even really considered that. Growing up in New York, it just didn't seem like that was a really viable career option. But living in Nashville, it definitely seemed possible. And so my parents encouraged me to go after this career with music and to just try to reach people with the gospel through music. And I have loved every moment of it. I cannot believe that this is my job, that this is what I get to do, that I get to travel around the country and sing and tell people about Jesus. Like, that wasn't even a wildest dream that I had, and now I'm doing it, and I'm so grateful. It's been so amazing.
And I know you're recently married, and you get to make music with your husband, too.
Yes. So my husband, Jason, we met through my producer, the guy who produces my music. His name is Mark Miller, and he also produces Casting Crowns, a little band. They're just getting started, you know.
I think I heard of them.
Yeah, Mark Miller produces my music as well, and he introduced me to my husband, Jason, and we write together. We travel together everywhere we go. So on this tour with Matthew West, Jason is out there with me in my band playing guitar, helping me with merch, all the things. He is super involved in everything I do, and we've just been married almost 2 years, so most of our married life has been on the road and just enjoying getting to work together. It has been so, so fun.
Oh, wow. So just 2 years. So was this a COVID wedding?
Yes, it sure was. So About, I think it was 4 days before our wedding is when the stay-at-home order was issued in Nashville, where we couldn't go anywhere and you couldn't have more than 10 people gathered in any place at any time. And so obviously we couldn't have a wedding, which was really sad because we had been together for almost 5 years and engaged for a year. And so we were very ready to get married. We had everything planned. I am such a planner. I had it down perfectly. I was like, this is going to be the best day ever. And then COVID kind of ruined all those plans, but we still got married. We literally just kind of eloped with my parents and his parents there. And we got married and spent a year, literally our first year of marriage, in quarantine together in a 700 square foot apartment, just the two of us for a whole year. But I couldn't have asked for a sweeter beginning to our marriage. And it was actually really great. God knew exactly what he was doing, putting us together at that perfect time, definitely giving us peace about getting married when we did. So it was good. I have no complaints.
Oh, well, I know there are so many brides and grooms out there that can totally relate to that. And I did have some people that I knew that were getting married over COVID, and what happened to you happened to them. They said, actually, it was like the sweetest, best wedding ceremony ever, and they never would have dreamt that.
That is exactly how I feel. Like, I honestly, leading up to the wedding, was starting to get really nervous and anxious just about all the pressure of a wedding day with literally everyone you know and love there, all eyes on you. Like, I know that I do music for a living and I do shows, and that's kind of like all eyes on you, but it just feels different when you're a bride. And so I was starting to feel nervous about that. And so the fact that our wedding day had zero pressure, like, there is nobody to impress. There is nothing to worry about. It was literally just us. We both felt so much peace and just got to fully enjoy the whole day. Like, I just remember feeling such a peace and a joy, like, just from the beginning of the day until the end. And I don't know how different it would have been if we had a conventional wedding like we planned. But God knows exactly what we need. Like, it was just absolutely what I needed. And we still got to do what we planned because we had a reception on our 1 year anniversary. And so last year we got to have all of our friends and family have the meal that we planned and dance and all that stuff. So we kind of got the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's so great. Well, you are traveling with Matthew West, and by the time you get to our part of the world on the brand new tour, you're going to be with Kane. I know
Yay!
that you've already done some shows. You have more shows coming. I think I saw like next week, maybe it is. So, yeah, talk a little bit about the show and what we can expect. You are stopping off at Christian Life Assembly, Camp Hill. April 21st is when you come to our part of the world at 7 o'clock. So, how is that show going and what can we expect?
Oh, it's going so well. This tour with Matthew West has been amazing. Matthew is equal parts comedian and minister.
Oh,
Like,
I
he is
know.
just so funny. He's so entertaining. And the whole night from the beginning to the end is absolutely so fun. He kind of brings his podcast experience to the show. He has the Matthew West podcast that he does every week. And he has this thing called a blue couch. And so I'm the first artist that comes out and sings. And then we walk over to the blue couch and he interviews me like a podcast. And so the audience kind of gets a little bit more of an intimate look at each of the artists, kind of hear a little bit more of their hearts after they sing. And that's really unique. I've never been to a show where that's part of the night. But it's just been so fun. I think Matthew, he really does balance that comedy with absolutely doing ministry and sharing the gospel and inviting people to know Jesus for the first time. And every night, people raise their hand that they accepted Jesus for the first time. And that is why we do this. That's why we're out there, because ultimately, we're telling people about Jesus. And to just see that in practice, is so amazing. And it just ministers to me every single night. And so I'm just so honored to be part of this tour. There's so much music, there's so many laughs. And Kane, I'm such a huge fan of them. The show on the 21st is actually the first show with them. And so they're going to be joining the tour for that leg. And I cannot wait. I am a huge fan of them. And I think it's going to be an amazing night. So everyone get your tickets and come out and join us. It's going to be so fun.
And they can go to MatthewWest.com/tour for tickets and more information. That's Christian Life Assembly Camp Hill, Matthew West, Hannah Kerr, Kane, April 21st at 7 o'clock, MatthewWest.com/tour. Well, thank you so very much, Hannah. I know you only have just a few minutes left here. I just wanted to mention and just ask you a question briefly about your single Warrior. Now, I know this goes back a number of years and you have a new single and many other songs in between. But I have to tell you, every Friday here on the Afternoon Drive, I host the 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. And we often go into overtime, 5 till 6, sometimes till 7. I play the songs that people want to hear. And we go way back to early Jesus music. But I often have your song, Warrior, requested. And I do know that it has made such an impact on people. Could you just say a few words about that song?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for playing that song. That it's such an honor that people request that song and still love it. Warrior is the first song that I ever recorded at the very beginning of my journey as an artist. And I heard this song. I had two friends that wrote it for their friend that was walking through the journey of cancer. And I heard this song speaking about overcoming fear and fighting through difficult seasons. And I was just at the beginning of my career and thought, I think that sounds like me. I think that sounds like my story, battling fear and anxiety. And so I recorded the song and released it. And it has been so amazing to see how God has used the message of that song to empower people in so many different situations. For me, that song is an anthem against anxiety, but it's been an anthem for people as they've walked through cancer, people that are battling addiction, single moms trying to do their best to fight through and make it through a day. It's just been amazing to see how God has used the song. And I think it's something we all need to be reminded of, that no matter what, when we fall down, when we feel weak, when we feel like we can't make it through or the darkness is all we see, God empowers us to be warriors. He strengthens us and reminds us of our identity, that even when we feel weak, even when we feel like we can't go on, Jesus is our strength, and he makes us warriors to fight through whatever we face and make it through the day. And so thank you for playing that song. I pray that it continues to minister to people. It's been a few years since it came out, but I think God is still doing a new thing with it each and every day. So I'm so grateful and so blessed. Thank you for playing that song.
Oh, you're so welcome. And Hannah, people are still asking for it. So thank you so much. We're talking with Hannah Kerr, HannahKerrMusic.com for more information. Of course, see her on the tour, the Matthew West tour, stopping off at Christian Life Assembly Camp Hill, April 21st. And she's on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, go to all those places and learn more about Hannah Kerr. Hannah, it's so fun talking with you. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Of course, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so great to talk with you.
And we'll catch you later. We'll catch you in April.
Yes, see you on April 21st. I can't wait.